You are now rocking to the beats with the East Coast music mogul, DJ Mike Q, Queen Beat Productions, DJMikeQ.com.
What? another one. And another one. Yeah. I'm Little Kim, the Queen Bee.
It's ladies' night, what? It must be Angie on the mic. The butter pea, honey, got the sugar, got the spice. Go to L tonight. Keep the rhymes right, yo. I just raised this motherfucker up last night. And I'm the rookie on this all-star team. Me and Kim is getting cream. Like Delman Belize, but on chrome. Never leave that Brooklyn shit alone. So if you say it's on, then it's on. Bang this in your whip. Pack some Coda Rody with the chips in the wrist. Here's a French kiss. I dismiss all you chicks. Fit six from the fourth, fifth. Make it dance. Ow! I stay focused in the dope. Like a penny with a hole in it. Y'all just hope it and tote it. I ain't lying. Niggas trying to knock me off. Keep trying. All it takes is one phone call to my street team. Promote that ass. Like a soundtrack, you jack. Sit there. Send it off with the 850. Y'all missing the buck. What the fuck, bump Biggie in the truck, in the bus to my double vision. Let me see you do the bank head if you're rich. It's the rap, made rap, the QB. And I got all my sisters a man.
work this pussy, 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 work this pussy.
Wednesday night of ladies' nights. I suggest you wake your girlfriends up and you all sign online and go to Blog Talk Radio, Tins and Chops, because I have a lovely panel that you guys would totally be interested in. I am going to be having on my panel tonight the legendary Angel, overall mother Revlon. I also will be having on this panel tonight Dee Dee, who is legendary performance. She's in the house of Revlon. I also am going to be having the legendary, I love her so much, Amina Prodigy, who's going to be gracing our floors, giving us some wisdom and knowledge. So if you're on the phone, Lawrence, your number is 347-215-6820. I suggest everybody call in with your statements, your questions, and anything that you'd like to say to these three young, lovely girls. Hi, Switch Trade. Hi, Chat Room. Hi, all boys, girls, fags, all across America. What's going on? Today's ladies' night. Kelly, don't play with me. And do we have any of these ladies on the line? Okay, could you give me first the legendary Angel Revlon, Mother Angel Revlon, excuse me. Well, while we're sitting here waiting for them to send me this number or to put her through, I wonder how you guys feel about what happened today. Oh, my God, Bishop Eddie Long. Oh, here she go.
Hello?
Hello. Hi, may I speak to the mother, Revlon Angel?
Yes, this is she.
Hi, legendary one. How are you? This is Tins and Chops from Blog Talk Radio. You know this is Nicole. What's going on?
What's the tea?
Thank you for taking out your busy schedule to come on my panel. You know I've been looking for you through the week, so Kelly was able to get a clear-through view with you, so I wanted to get you up on here. just to ask you a couple of questions, allow some of the people to call in to ask you a couple of questions about your ballroom career, your ballroom history, what is it that you like to do as far as your personal life. You don't have to answer anything you don't want to, sis. You could just, you know,
okay,
say whatever you want or whatever. You're going to be on the panel also with Amina, the legendary one, and Dee Dee. Hopefully she'll be here by 12 o'clock. 12 o'clock, and Kelly's also coming up on this phone. So, is Amina on the line?
I don't know. Do I have to press one?
No, you, yes, get now, yes, get her. Bring Amina on. Amina?
Hello?
Hi, Amina. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Listen, this is the legendary Femme Queen performance, Amina Prodigy.
Hi, everybody.
Thank you so much for coming up on my Ladies Night show. This is a panel where I'll be interviewing you, and I guess the whole community will be interviewing you. Those of you who are listening, the number is 347-215-6820, or you can sign on online at Blog Talk Radio, Tins and Chops, at tinsandchops.com. And my first question is going to be for you, Angel. Kelly, you are trying it. You know you are. My first question is going to be for you, Angel. I want to know, how long have you been Mother Revlon? How long have you been the mother of the House of Revlon? And when did you join that house?
That's a good question. I think it was 2000.
Oh,
I think it was like around 2000.
2000.
Like it was like...
And what house was you coming from when you joined the House of Revlon?
Romeo
Gigli, the long braids, Femme Queen performance. Y'all girls had to been around for those days. And
yeah.
How long was you there with Romeo in the House of Gigli?
I think for like about 5 years. I think he lasted for about 5 years. But, you know, after Otis died, I just kind of took the reins.
Right,
just,
right.
And handled it by myself, yeah.
I used to love Otis. I loved Otis so much. He walked down. I loved all his categories. It was
really
interesting. And what would you say that was so much, what would you say that was so fun about being in that house and walking balls then?
In the House of Romeo and Juliet?
Yes.
I like the House of Romeo and Juliet because it was kind of a very small house. And at the time, like, most of the members was, like, of the year and stuff. So it was cute because it was just, like, a handful of us, and we would
mm-hmm.
just go and eat it. It was a lot less struggle.
Yeah, well, back then we didn't have it wasn't a big old thing. It was fun. We had fun. And
right.
You can take 10 people and have them in the house, and we had a ball, you know, and 10 people turned out 10 different categories and more. So
That's not
the way it is right now. Okay, hope for you. Amina, sister, I love
yes.
you. How are you?
I'm fine.
So
I love you, too.
It's so good
Amina.
To see you. Pop out.
Hey, Angel.
It is so good to always see you pop out and shake up the building. You're
Thank
always
you.
Coming out of just nowhere. You don't see you in a long time, and then you just pop up, and you just act like it. You know, you never stop voguing and stuff. So what was your first house that you joined when you first came into the ballroom community?
Wow. That was a long, long, long time ago. I was in the, you know, Rodney Gotti. I know everybody's heard of him. Well, he had this house back in the day called Optimist, and I was in that house. But I was, like, just coming out, like, really getting to know, like, you know, all of the houses and everything. And then from there, it was, like, this long trail, like, up until I got to the House of Prodigy. So it was, like, Prestige, and then, like, then I went from there to Diamante, then Karan, and then Blahnik, and now Prodigy. So, I mean, like, over a year span, I was in those houses for, like, couples of years at a time. But I made my way, and it was, it was something. It was really something.
So how long have you been in House of Prodigy since it's been open? Shout out to the House of Prodigy. You know I love your
Yes,
high
definitely.
They are. The House of Revlon. Grandpa, I love you. You know I love the Revlon, too. Shout out to both houses. But, You've been in the House of Prodigy from the beginning.
Just about. I came there in August of 2003, and I've been there ever since. And happy birthday, man, if you're listening. Today's his birthday.
Oh, happy birthday. That's my brother. Happy birthday.
Okay. Oh, happy birthday.
Now, y'all both are Femme Queen Performance. I don't want to be too crucial to any of the listeners because of the way the time has changed. But when I think about Femme Queen Performance, taking away the backflips and stuff like that, y'all would be the girls that I would think. How have y'all think, for both, the question for both of y'all, that how has dramatic, have it changed for y'all? Do y'all need an asthma pump after y'all done? And do y'all miss the way it used to go?
Angel, you want to take that?
Well, yeah, I actually appreciate the art form of voguing, and I love the way that it has evolved too as well, because I think that originally it was getting a little bit too rough and stuff, but now I like it that it has like a stern femininity as opposed to just like so much softness, because it's way more entertaining now than it was back then.
Right, okay. Amina, what's your input on that?
Yeah, that's pretty much my take. It's just, you know, I'm glad it's changed from, you know, that time. We remember that time when it was very rough. But I'm glad that it's, you know, evolved, you know, to this. And, yeah, like as Angel said, like a stern femininity, like it's something that, like, they know amongst the girls is a must. You know what I mean? So, you know, as long as they keep it ladylike, that's all I ask.
Right.
That's all.
Well, to me, I think I think that it changed drastically. I like the extra femininity that they have involved and incorporated into the performance. Opposed to when we were younger, we were a little bit more slower. There was a little more things. So now everything is more wham, wham, wham. But what I'm not impressed about is the back flipping and the jumping off walls and stuff like that. I don't think that's a classic.
Well, you know what? I think that a backflip could be very soft and feminine as long as it's executed in the right way.
Need a lot of estrogen and not a lot of testosterone.
No, you know why? Because like a lot of the softened cut between both femmes can execute it more softer than we do.
Absolutely, because it was meant for them to do.
They do it like in slow motion and then end up in a straddle split afterwards. It's nothing funnier than that.
Yeah.
That is so, it's so the truth.
That's true.
Let me check while we're sitting here talking. Do we have any callers, like I said, everybody that's listening to out there in the gay land, that, I'm not in my room. Let me come sit here. Wait a minute. Okay, do we have any callers out here? You know the number is 347-215-6820. Right now we have the legendary Mother Revlon, Angel Revlon. We also have Femme Queen Performance legendary Amina Prodigy. If you girls know, and you should know who these girls are, and if you don't know, you shouldn't be pressing one. But come on the line and ask some questions and statements or whatever it is that you like to say. So they said the first number we're looking online is 917-693. You're on the air.
Hi, Nicole.
Hi.
Hi, Angel. Hi, Amina.
Hi. How you doing?
That's Keisha. She's from the room. Angel, the groom was also saying they loved your dipped at the alcohol board. But go ahead. I'm Keisha.
Keisha, how do you? First, I want to say one thing. I commend and I respect both of you responses to how you put how Femme Queen Performance has evolved. And I have to say one thing. I totally agree with you. At one point, I didn't agree with all that. But the way you described it, Angel, and the way you described it, Mina, it's true. Things have changed. Sometimes change is good. And
right.
I will say, and listen to what you guys are saying, I can appreciate Femme Queen Performance. I went to a Kiki function last night, and it was open to all performance. And now you know it's very hard to get a soft and cunt girl going against a girl who's dramatic, who is real good at what she or he does. But there was one girl, I think she's a Mizrahi. She tore that floor up. I think she walked the $5,000 ball. I'm not sure her. I think I'm not sure her name, but Nicole, this girl, she was clean.
And what ball was this at?
No, it was yesterday. The Vogue thing. You guys gotta come up. You gotta come up.
Oh yeah, right. They do have
Vogue Mania Tuesday nights at.
Nicole, I had so much fun, and it's just all in fun. But this girl,
I love the girl. She turned to Keisha, but I must want to keep this more in the interview way. I have these ladies up here. Do you have any personal questions for Amina Prodigy and Angel Revlon?
Yes, I do. Angel, first question to Angel. When you started walking, who were your rivalries and why?
It was me, Sweet. Samaya and Sandy Buor.
And Amina?
No, Amina kind of came a little later.
Okay.
And you know, so you say your rivalry when you first started walking was Sanaya and Sandy. Well, shout out to Sandy, I love you too. And you, Naya. Naya's going to have a show. We'll all be looking, staying tuned for Naya. Don't worry.
Amina,
who would you? And could you answer that same question when you came along in your day? Who was your rivalry?
As in simply performance wise, or all together?
Yeah.
Rivals. Well, I guess for Philadelphia, it would probably have been, well, like Kima for the most part, but not exactly. You know what I'm saying? But Angel,
y'all not answering these questions. Y'all playing games on this phone, sister.
No,
basically,
no. Angel, you could have beaten
somebody to get to the top. Who was it that you had to go through, Mother Revlon, and who was it that you had to go through, Amina Prodigy?
Let me help you, Amina. How about Sexy Lexi? How about who else at that time? Tamara. How about, let me see. Let me bring up some old ballroom tapes where
I saw you. Wait. But who are you talking? You talking to Amina?
Amina. How about Sexy Lexi? How about Tamara?
No, I was just asking because I mean, I don't know.
Okay. Go ahead, Amina. Answer that question.
Okay, you got me. I was trying to be fair and just, you know. But no, Tamara, like me and Johnny's had battled like throughout the years, and everything. Me and Didi, like for a time, had battled like throughout the years. I've had my share of being on the floor with big names and women. I'm just gonna leave it at that. And and I'm glad that, you know, a lot of those people taught me. Like Dee Dee is one of the people that really, like her and the Ambie, like really stuck with me and everything. So it was gonna come to a time where I would have to battle them, and I did. And you know, but.
Yes, everything goes fast. Is there any more questions you have for them, Keisha?
I just want to say this. I'm going to let you guys go. I just want to say you are the reason why I got into Vogue Femme, Villains with a Twist performance. I think you Femme Queens is what make Vogue Femme the art of motherfucking voguing.
Okay. Thank you.
Aww. That was so nice to say to my ladies. And all you other people out there, y'all listening? Uh-oh, here we go. We may have to do a commercial. Is it commercial time yet? Hold on, ladies. We may have... Oh!
It's our hands together.
It's hot.
On the face. The real.
To the real.
Wait. The legendary.
The legendary. Kelly Mizrahi.
Missy, we didn't need your introduction. I needed your help, the baby, okay?
What's up?
This is my sister, the overall East Coast mother, Miss Rahi Kelly. Here's Angel and Amina.
Hey.
What's up, Kelly?
Yeah, Sunny, yes. And to Keisha, you're still on the line, Keisha. And the girl you was talking about last night is my daughter, Jessica. And she walks realness and she walks face. I only let her play on every night.
You know what I noticed now? This is not going to be an everyday thing. Keisha comes on. She complains about Vulgamania, Angel and Amina. And as soon as whoever she's talking about is always a Mizrahi, and then she comes on right after. And then he comes on right after. This happened last week too.
It's like a promotional thing. It's a promotional.
Keisha be calling for mama, honey. I see Keisha outside of the truck. Honey, Keisha calls. She know how to get me up on here, honey. She's talking about one of my kids, honey. You know, tonight is my night off. Tuesdays and Wednesdays, my night off, honey. But Keisha calls. I be low riding on Tuesdays and Thursdays. But Keisha calls my name, honey, and say one of my kids. You know, mother, gotta come on.
All right, so let's, I want to, Kelly, you want to help me because you know I have a baby over here. So I wanted to get to some more serious questions because I think what the purpose of Ladies Night is to help the young ladies grow up into being ladies. And Amina, there will be no holding back. Angel, we go back like horses. There will be no holding back. I need some direct, straight questions and straight statements and advices to these people. It's no sugarcoating. We're not sugarcoating because that doesn't help the situation. So we're going to get some callers on this phone. Do we need to pay some bills yet, Kelly?
We're going to pay some bills. As soon as I finish saying what I'm going to say, we're going to pay some bills and we're going to come back with all of the legendary ladies. But to the 49 girls that we can see that's on the board, Miss Thing, y'all girls sit here and y'all read the first two seasons about the show being so negative. This is the third season. I'm giving y'all all negative on Monday night. I'm giving y'all all positive on Tuesday night. And I'm giving y'all all positive on Wednesday night. And everybody want to sit here and everybody want to motherfucking listen. Bitch, pick up the phone and press 1. These girls have been around. These girls have paved the way for half of you girls that's out here in the motherfucking scene. You girls that's out here that want to be women and not even moaning but just putting up on a wig mistake to turn a motherfucking trick. These are girls that have moaned and paved the motherfucking way, stopped the motherfucking ground. So you bitch, you
show some respect.
The motherfucking one, or I'm going to clear the motherfucking lines and get some other bitches up here that want to talk. And every time y'all call back in, I'm going to clear the line. I'm working the board tonight, bitch.
And show some respect where respect is due, because without them, there would be no you.
Yes, we're going to pay some bills with the House of Evisu commercial, and we're going to be right back after these commercial breaks.
Good evening. I am Wagner, your butler. And I'm here to inform you that the House of Evisu presents to you Clue Ball. On October 9th, the House of Evisu takes over New York City. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the ball begins at 8 p.m. sharp. Please be on time because we will begin the ball without your presence. The date of the ball is Saturday, October 9th. Here are some cash prizes. Male figure best dress, $500. Female figure best dress, $500. Legendary Femme Queen performance, $500. Legendary Butch Queen Vogue Femme, $250. Butch Queen Runway, $1,000. Femme Queen Fate, $1,000. Schoolboy Realness, $250. Legend Team Battle, $1,000. And House with the Most Points, $1,000. Plus, there are many more intriguing categories and cash prizes. Reminder, you must have an ID stating that you're 18 years of age to enter the building. There's absolutely no glitter or spray paint allowed on premises. Tables are $250. The address to the ball, 504 West 43rd Street between 10th and 11th Avenue, New York, New York. Please see flyers that are circulated in DVD format for more details. Or check walkmewednesdays.com. And please remember, I do love to keep this place tidy.
Ooh, that was for the House of Evisu.
Definitely back from commercial break, honey. Question that I have that just came over from the chat room, to Angel or Amina, well, both of y'all can answer the question. They want to know, how do y'all feel about female figures voguing in socks?
Ooh. Oh, I think that's higher.
Oh, that was fire. I want y'all to answer that one by one.
That's
Mr. Mina,
like
you take this one. You take this one, Amina. Tell me, socks, tube socks.
No socks. No socks. Absolutely no socks. You've never seen me in socks, ever. Socks are no-no. Socks are absolute no-no. No socks. I'm going to say it one more time. No socks.
Angel.
But you have to say it slow sometime. You have to say it slow.
Wait a minute. Is this really a real question? They actually really vogue in socks? Please.
No,
No, I mean, I'm asking because I ain't never seen it. You mean the female figures is actually voguing in socks too?
Well, remember, let's clear something up. Let's clear something up. I want to clear something up, Kelly. Hold on. Female figures can also be between in drags. So I don't like the whole term of female figures going with femme queen performance because female figures are not femme queens. I don't even like that term. So I'm going to say there
are...
It's
to the point. Point of being a female figure. You are a female figure. You are a woman. So this is what they
do. No, Kelly. You're not a woman if you are a female figure. No, you're not. I do not see that term. I don't want us to accept that as ladies. What the fuck is a female figure? Someone who decides to get in women's clothing when she wants? No, that's not a lady. A lady has no choice but to wake up with hair and breasts and butt and all this stuff and look down at herself like, oh, my God, when am I going to get rid of that? You know, that's the term that comes close to it. I don't like the term a female figure, and this is ladies' night, and I don't like that term on this show. Like, that female figure. Okay. Angel, to some of the butch queens in drags also that is walking with socks.
Yeah, I think that's real. You know what it is? To me, I just don't like it mostly because most of the ballroom tours be really extremely filthy. And by the end of it, your socks look so nasty and stinky. It's just, like, horrible. And then you got them all in the air and stuff. That's just tired. That's tired.
Do we have any callers on this phone?
No, we don't have no callers right now.
Okay, so my next question would be...
Oh, no, ladies' night.
Where are any ladies? We can get some of the ladies up here. Where are you? I want to be respectful, you gay men, you butch queens. You know, where are you at getting up on this line? We have the legendary Mother Revlon, Angel, and Amina Prodigy. What's going on? Press 1 or clear those phone lines.
If you hear me saying your name 8 times, you would hear me saying Nicole. Hold on. 973-687. I'm on the air on ladies' night.
Sorry, Kelly.
Hello.
Who we speaking with?
This is like a throwback. This is Lollipop from the chat room. I ain't been on here in so long.
Oh,
so long. How's everybody doing?
We're doing great.
We have a panel today. We have the legendary Kelly Mother, Ms. Rahi, who's just here. But we're interviewing with me, Angel.
I just heard something about Bogan and socks, and I put one.
Yeah.
For the record,
I think
it's tacky for anybody to vogue in socks, but I'm sorry. I think that's so tacky for not only, it's definitely for somebody trying to impersonate a female, but for butch queens too to vogue in some dirty ass socks is just nasty. Voguing is supposed to be pretty. To me it is anyway. I don't think socks are pretty at all, especially when they're white and dingy. I don't agree with that. I think that's very, very, very tasteless. To Vogue and socks. And I honestly like to see female figures Vogue and heels. I think it's so sexy when they Vogue and heels. I don't really like to see them Vogue and sneakers either.
Who's this? Thank you. Somebody's on my fucking side on this phone.
Who's talking?
Who is from the chat room?
Okay. His voice sounds familiar. Okay.
It is. It's very, very, I think females should... I think it's a it should be a requirement for females to vote in Hills, honestly.
Females, thank you, Lollipop. We're not going to use female figures on Ladies Night because it's Ladies Night. And
right.
It's the reason why a lot of people don't grow in Hills. What do you say, Kelly, Vogan Hill? Because that's pretty hard to do, and you have to be a real lady to do that. So when you have a real yike, we talk about 5 inches, and they are tearing it down like I've seen Angel Vogan and Amina in a hill that is makes them at least 2 inches higher. That's pretty hard. It's ankle breaking.
At a major ball, you need on a hill all the time. And you can kiki at the little clubs when you want to kiki with the sneakers on. But if you had a major ball walking for some money, you need a hill on, or you're not. I wouldn't consider you a female. I'm sorry.
All right. Do you have any questions, any personal or ballroom questions for these young ladies that's on the line now?
We're speaking to Amina and who else? I'm sorry.
Mother Revlon Angel.
Mother Revlon. Okay, I have a question for both actually.
Okay.
First, Amina, you became legendary a few years ago, right?
Yes.
How did that impact you in the ballroom scene? Like, how did you take that legendary status as a change to you yourself personally, and for the better or for the worse? What did it do for you?
I guess it's better in reference to how this team sees me, but I haven't changed. Like, I'm still. Like, you know, like goofy and bubbly and all that. But, you know what I mean? But it's just, you know, it's different now. Like, you get a different plateau of respect. So, you know, I'm fine with that. And then, you know, if there is more, then let's get more. So I don't, you know what I mean? But, you know, it's really nice and it's very receiving when people notice, you know, what you've contributed. And it feels good. It took me a while, but...
It's well deserved. It definitely is well deserved. And my next question is for Angel. Angel, you've been in the scene for probably longer than a lot of the girls been out.
Right.
And that's no disrespect at all.
No, I'm just making fun of it too. 1970,
1980. It's a beautiful thing that you're able to be in the scene this long and still do what you do. I think that's a beautiful thing.
And
I want to
wait. And let's not leave the and Angel looks fabulous.
Right,
yes,
she does. She does. But my question to you was, Angel, how do you feel being that you're the overall mother of a rock star, like Revlon, one of the founding houses in the ballroom scene in certain areas. Like, what do you feel like, or how do you feel about getting new talent into the ballroom scene and not only using what you have in your house, but branching out and grabbing new talent and getting other people interested in the ballroom scene? Because that's what I think a lot of people fail to do nowadays. They want to stick with what they got, which is fine, but I think to make it grow, you have to bring new faces, new talent and everything. And how do you feel about that? Or what have you done, or do you do anything to do that?
Well, no, I personally don't actually do the recruiting, but what I have found as a very good resource is the fact that we've branched out and actually have chapter mothers and fathers. And because it's kind of breathing fresh life into the house because they're, you know, newer and they're hungry, they want to solidify their position, and in doing so, they bring their own children into it. You know, so it actually brings a lot of new talent to the house, too, as well. So, yeah.
I think that's important.
It is, very. Because you want to keep it alive. You want to keep it alive.
I like that.
Right. And interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Because as of lately, it just seems like, you know, it's the same thing over and over again. Maybe it's time for new faces and all of that. So, I mean, anybody who's ready or willing to be in the ballroom scene, you got to show them that it's not all what people think it is. That's my whole thing about it. But thank you guys for the time. And you can
thank
put me back
you,
on hold if you can.
I miss you. I love those questions.
I miss you, too.
Over. Thank you. That was very over. And if anybody got any questions like Lollipop, which sounded very education, the number is 347-215-6820. Or you can log on to Blog Talk Radio, TencentShop.com, and you can see the chat room or get into the chat room. Anybody that's sending me an IM.
Lollipop and Keisha, press 1 to take your hand down, please. The next caller is 614-6820. 725. You're live on the air on Ladies Night.
Hello, everybody.
Hello. Welcome to Ladies Night.
Well, obliged. I heard something about socks, honey. And I will say this, because Miss Selvin does not play at my grand march. She made everyone turn around and put shoes on that walked at my grand march. She touched everybody around, not just one person, everyone, even legendary people, turn around. That was a gag.
Yeah, I think they use the socks for comfortability. You know, you want to be comfortable, so they put on the socks and they take off their heels, but they're not knowing that it is more effective to be voguing in heels. It shows your true talent, you know, to be happen to vogue in a yike. Oh, my God, that's so high. But to have to be a voguing in a yike is to actually be, it's being a woman. Do you have any questions directly to for Angel and Amina?
Amina, hi.
Hey,
I have a question for Miss Angel and Amina. How does it feel, since you guys were deemed legendary, how does it feel, like, do you think it's like a bigger burden, or is it different in any way?
It is different. It is different. It's really different. Especially
what
on the mic.
To make it more direct, let me help you out with that question. Is the expectation higher? Is it you? Is there a lot more that you feel that you are required to do, say, and all that?
Yeah, because I'm a little high. Go ahead. Yeah, that, that
okay.
You were supposed to have a beat for that. You know that my brother.
I'm going to start with you, Angel, sis.
What, like as far as the burden?
And, you know, as far as, like, your expectations and what you were. You know, back in when we were young and you was a Romeo Gigli thing, it wasn't about that. You know, now that we have titles and status and, you know, people in authority, you know, everybody that are Indians wanting to be chiefs, how does it make, you know, you feel as far as your expectations or what you need to bring or, you know, take out of the whole ballroom thing and legendary thing? How does that make you feel? Does it shake you up now that you got this? Oh, do you feel like, I just got to be like this. I got to do this because I'm this, and I'm, how does that, yeah, how does the whole legendary, because you should be moving on to iconic if everyone doesn't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm still in that already, so I'm already, you know, self-proclaimed icon. All my sisters is icons, and baby, I was beating them back then. So it's like, we're not even going to talk about that, though. We're not even going to talk about that. But, you know, I find it to be way more stressful just being the overall mother of such an iconic house, as opposed to my legendary status, because I've been a legend for so very long that I find it more stressful just because we now have chapter parents. So, you know, I have the burden of always having to stay one step ahead so that when someone says that this is the overall mother, there has to be a clear distinction as to, okay, I can see why that's the overall mother as opposed to a chapter book.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that, if anything, that's where I always try to live up to, you know, appearances, and I try to keep a little bit of the older area in my performances, but I try to also reinvent myself too at all times too to stay fresh.
Okay, I like that. Okay, that was well put together. I'm just gonna go straight over there to Amina.
It is different. I get an opportunity to use it in other ways, like, you know, even outside of the ballroom scene, there's a lot of like big funding endeavors that are trying to put their monies into the scene, you know, in reference to, you know, all kinds of things. But you know, you get to use like this status and the history and education that you have, you know, to do all of those things as well. I guess the pressure comes in with now, it's one of those things where I just feel as though everything has to be right every time that I walk. I actually want to walk more now, you know, that I've, you know, come into my legendary status. And It's just, you know, between work and balls and everything, it's just like, you know, it's always kind of difficult to do that. But it's, you know, I just want to use that to a better advantage. So, and I get to, it's fun. It's fun. It sounds wonderful on the microphone.
Okay, that was that. I love that. That was real well said and done. Do you have any other questions for the ladies?
And this, yes, one for all of you. What
okay.
would you prefer, a sneaker or a pump to vogue in?
Oh, sneaker.
Who said a sneaker?
No, because I'm wondering, like, well, wait, a sneaker, really? Like, that was an option?
No, they said, who? What would you prefer, a sneaker or a pump to vogue in? You know what? Can I have both? Because if I had that snicker and I had that pump, you would vote down. So can you have both? Especially after that nice blood, darling, you fucking that snicker up, you would eat the whole runway.
Talk about a snicker, Nicole.
Kelly, which one would you rather, a snicker or a pump? Are you there?
Well, give me a snicker any day. But, that 614-725. Can you press 1 and take your hand down? 484-413. Press 1 and take your hand down if you don't have a question, please. And I have the next caller, please. The next caller is 501-352. You're live on the air on Ladies Night.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. So I had a question for all of y'all. First question being, what femme performance girls are y'all living for these days?
Oh, I'm gonna let the let's allow the panel to ask that question, and I'm gonna throw that to Amina.
I got a couple favorites. So, Christina is definitely like she's like a repeated favorite because I'm all, like she goes through these stages where I just love her. Laomi. I'm trying to think. Who is the one? What is her name? I'm trying to think. Oh my God. It's a couple of them, but there's this one. I can't remember what house she's in, but she battled Tia it was in Philly. Her and Tia battle. I think it was like a ball in the water time. I know Greg was on the pan. I mean, Greg was on the mic.
Dejanay Law.
Right.
Dejanay, claps up for Dejanay.
Yeah, I really like her. And Asia Balenciaga and Malaysia. Why would I forget her? And Malaysia.
Well, I'm
actually using Mercedes right now because I feel like she's giving a ballroom throwback.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, well, being that we just say, caller, do you have, because I have a question, but I want to make sure the caller, do you have any other questions for the two people, ladies, on the panel?
Well, last question being, what do y'all feel about just the legendary status being given out to the girls these days?
Oh, Angel.
Damn, it was like Angel.
I feel like legendary status is something that is earned throughout a tenure of time. I also, it's kind of like one of those things where you can have like a one-hit wonder, or you have like a CD that was just a top CD at the moment, and
or
a hit song, and everybody's humming it, and everybody is just the hottest thing at that time. But to me, someone who's legend is someone who has stood the test of time repeatedly, and, you know, they've stayed consistent for years and years and years and years. It's almost like, you know, sitting there and, you know, I guess like Nicki Minaj and Patti LaBelle or something. Like, you know, it's like it's a difference.
Okay. Amina?
Was that clear enough?
I think that was clear enough. You used the, my I love you, Adrian, because you used my whole analyze. I used the entertainment business as well to describe the whole legendary platinum albums. So you got singles, you got a person's songs. You know, I used that whole theory to figure it all out for me, but that was clear. Amina, you?
Yeah, Yeah, I agree with Angel totally, and they kind of brought me to Mercedes. Like, Mercedes is like a special, like, favorite to me because, like, I feel as though that her legendary status, like, at a point, it's, like, kind of overdue because if you think back, like, even though, like, she went through this period where, like, she didn't walk, when she was, like, out back then, like, it was sickening. And then when she comes back out, like, she comes back out roaring and as overall Mother Prodigy, like, that is, like, really, really, really something. And then, like, as Angel said, some of these girls come out in these little pieces and, like, little sparks. Like, maybe a summer or two, they're real, real hot, and then the next one is out. But then, like, some of them end up being, like, legendary or whatever, and it's like, oh, okay. And you look back, like, through all your years and everything and be like, well, you know what? Well, what did I do all of this for if I could have, you know, did X, Y, and Z or just walked real, real heavy this whole summer? And it would have been cool, but there's people just put years in, and then that's what, you know, that's what.
Well, you know, Mercedes was supposed to be on my panel. She's, I hope you're listening, because there's so many questions for her. So she owes me one, because she was supposed to be here with you girls, because this was supposed to be a correct panel. I don't like when that happens to me. I get very frustrated, but I'm going to move on with that. I'm going to ask y'all this question, but I think I know the answers, but I'm going to allow y'all to say it. She's one of my favorites at the time, because she has came back, and she has brought Femme Queen Performance with a, like, you know, all the tabs of the new kids back to it, where it was. You know, it's amazing. It is absolutely amazing. But the question was, why did they let Mercedes, this is the question y'all both don't have to answer, because, you know, but I'm going to just read it. Why did they let Mercedes be the mother over Amina, and how does Mika feel about it? Mika's not on his phone, so we don't know how she feels. But we can ask Amina how she feels. And Amina, you don't have to answer that question if you'd rather for them to call in.
Wow. And I'm normally one that can handle pressure, but that just made my heart drop to my stomach.
I love your realness.
Just made my heart drop to my stomach. I gasped in.
Well, you didn't expect for that to happen here on Tens and
Yeah,
Five,
but they,
ladies
they,
night or any night.
Oh, no, no. You know what? It's definitely cool. I'm getting my celebrity on. It's cool. I'm not gonna answer that question.
Philadelphia legend in the chat room, she said she declined to answer that question. Okay. And I want to thank that caller from 501 for calling in. Caller, can you please press 1 and take your hand down until you have another question? And we have another caller. It's from Philadelphia. It's 267-324. You're live on the air.
Hello?
Yes.
Hello. I want to just know that y'all from Philadelphia, so y'all said all these out-of-state girls. So my facility, y'all ever want to, you know, bring up at all?
Well, why don't you come and bring up one of them to them? Why, that's why we got you here calling in, and you can bring it up to the legendary Amina and Angel or Kelly myself, but we should start with the panel. Go ahead. Tell them.
Well, which facility girls do y'all think is really easy to me? Because y'all from Philadelphia, and none of y'all have said anything from Philadelphia at all. But Mercedes.
Well, that's who we're living for. Go ahead, Amina.
Well, hold on, ladies, hold on. That's their opinion. Somebody called and asked a question, and they said exactly what girls did they see is turning it, and that's their opinion. If they didn't give any girls from Philly, it probably wasn't no shade. Maybe the girls in Philly is not turning it like they was turning it when they was walking.
What's happening is that the girls in Philly aren't traveling. That's what it is. We go to a lot of functions.
Should they ever travel? The feminine destruction don't travel. Everything don't travel. She don't travel. They don't travel. They've been walking and walking balls this year all year long. And so they don't travel?
Well, feminine is definitely one of them, yes.
Okay.
So, So you feel and happy now?
Wait a minute. And a feminine that's, we can talk about feminine, but Shadira has came in and out for the last three times in her gaining her performance and getting her chance. She goes in and out. So how could they even just, you know, I think that who they
because she, when she came out, she turned it.
Hello, hold on, hello, because the question that the previous person asked me and Angel was what new girls we were going for right now. Shadira and Feminine Destruction and Erica Kane, those girls are not new. They are part of a new era.
She said what female figure.
Listen, they are the heavy hitters of our city right now.
Hold on, ladies, because we're not gonna have our callers calling in here bashing our panel. Okay?
Yeah, and Amina, you don't have to speak if you don't choose.
No, it's fine.
Because we don't allow that up here. We don't allow
this
that.
This is ladies' night. We interviewing. I think he took that personal. Yeah, I think he took it personal.
We're not gonna go through all that negativity on this positive night. This is a positive night. Save that for Monday. Call back on Monday, and I'll answer the question.
And read them down. You read Angel down. Read Amina down on Monday, and then I guarantee you somebody from their house will call in, but they won't. Could you give me a next caller, please?
The next caller is 484-431. You're live on the air on Ladies Night, and it's a positive show. Let's keep it positive. Okay, that caller is gone. I have another caller from New York City, 347-267. You're live on the air on Ladies Night.
Hi, Nicole. Hi, Angel, Amina, and Kelly.
Hey.
Hi.
This is the
chat room.
Hey, Kelly. I have a question for Amina and Angel. I'm a college student, and what am I noticing is the STEM queens that are in college they're taking their time in the moon, they have 9-to-5 jobs, they are working 24/7, but it seems like when it comes to the females in the scene that's trying to do it, like they're doing it in a rush. Wait, do you feel that they should leave the scene and take care of their real life first, or continue to take the steps to becoming full-blown women inside the scene?
Well, I think that they have to find a balance.
Okay.
Because you still need some type of extracurricular activity or else you're just bust wide open. And also, you also kind of need sort of the positive reinforcement that the ballroom scene does offer too as well. But I think there definitely just has to be a balance. And they need to have sort of a role model or some type of parental figure that can guide them.
Because a lot of the STEM queens that I do go to school with and speak to, they don't want nothing to do with the scene.
Well, a lot of times, in all honesty, and not trying to bash them, but, you know, to me personally, I attribute the ballroom scene to a lot of my success in my transition. Because there are a lot of avenues that you can find and shortcuts that you can find in the ballroom scene that you can't find if you're not plugged into them. Every other resource you would have, like by going like Googling it or something like that, you're probably going to be seeing like all kinds of obscene amounts of money to achieve what you need to, which is just going to slow your process. And it may not even be the best person to go to because they don't really actually have the experience of some of the people who are charging a little bit less and have way more clientele to have honed in on their talent.
Yeah.
Mm.
All right, thank you.
Okay, Amina. All right, and I want to, I want to elaborate on something. I don't want nobody on that's on the phone lines or in the chat rooms to feel like they cannot come up here and ask any questions. I just want my ladies to be respected, and I want them to be spoken to in a respectable tone. We must have every question out because Amina and Angel have been in the scene for a very long time, and there are several things that happen, and all the things that happen come from shade and being fierce and all of that. So I don't want you to think that you cannot call in and you cannot ask them spicy questions. You can. can, but you must respect these ladies because they have given us their time to get on this phone, and they shouldn't be badgered or anything else in that nature. Kelly, we have any more callers?
Yes. Thank you, Kurt, for definitely calling in. Press 1 to take your hand down, Kurt, until you have another question or comment. The next caller is 484-431. You're live on the air on the recap show. I mean, on Ladies Night.
Hi, Kelly. Hi, Amina. Hi, Angel. This is Siani, a.k.a. Feminine Destruction. I just wanted to call in before my name or anything was even brought up. I just wanted to call because I love Angel and I love Amina so much. I just wanted to call and thank y'all for what y'all were saying earlier about the new generation and how performance is evolving and changing.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Feminine, do you have any direct questions that you would like to ask the ladies?
I kind of did have a question. I think somebody kind of stole part of it. And my question would be, like, out of the newer generation, who would be someone that you see, like, or some of the people in your categories, because, you know, y'all walk more than one category, that you see up to date and that you saw before you came out that you looked up to, like, the way that I look up to y'all.
Can I actually take this?
That we look up to?
Yeah, like before, when you were in my spot, like, who was it that did it for y'all? Like, who did y'all look up to and who did y'all see?
Tanae Pendarvis, definitely. That was my all-time favorite.
Me too. And it's all today. Amina, who would you say?
I told myself that I wasn't going to say this, but the person I'm actually on the interview panel with is someone that I've always looked to in my coming up.
Oh,
thank
you. Oh my God.
It is
thank
a lady.
Oh, thank you.
You're welcome. And that's the person. It's but Siana, you still on the line?
Yes, I'm still here. I have another question actually. A lot of Fem Queen performers and a lot of people from your generation, per se, have also stopped or lost the fire. They don't keep on going. Why is it that you think that you might not walk as much as you used to, or people, like, from your generation have stopped or just got over the ballroom scene? Why is that?
Is this a question for me or for me, for Amina?
For both of y'all.
Oh, okay. Well, I know for my, like, I just think that the ballroom scene doesn't love the girls like they should. They don't cater to the girls. They don't enjoy the girls like they should. You know, all the categories are most of the time going to the butch queens. It's like our upkeep costs way more than theirs, so we should definitely be compensated for everything that it takes to pull it together for our ball.
Sound like Kelly. I mean, what would you say about that?
Pretty much the same. I guess because, I don't know, a lot of it, like, changes a lot of times because, you know, we got heavy hitters now. You know what I mean? But it's not many. And, you know, one happens to be on the phone calling in. Like, so it's like, I agree with Angel. Like, I can't say it no other way. Like, I'm speechless. I'm sorry. Like, she said it the way I wanted to say it.
I think that was our accent. Feminine Destruction, I thank you for calling in. And you will also be on my panel of Ladies Night because you have been turning it along with a host of girls from your generation. Y'all have not been forgotten, and we sit and notice. But, you know, as people go on and you have a lot of different vogues and a lot of different types, a lot of different type of changes, it's kind of hard to like everybody. But you have been turning it. Your name has been ringing bells for a very long time.
Okay, thank you, Jordan, for definitely calling in. I'm going to place you back on hold. And my next caller, my next caller that I'm coming to is the icon himself, the Oriol father, man prodigy, and legendary father, Rodney Milan. Y'all live on the air on Ladies Night.
Oh, hi, y'all on the show. Happy birthday, man. Happy birthday. Everybody say happy birthday to man.
Happy birthday, Dad.
Happy birthday.
Thank you.
So, y'all guys are here on the show, and we have Angel, and we have Amina. Amina's a part of your house, man. Happy birthday. I hope you're enjoying it. And what are some of the questions you two guys, this is man, overall legendary father prodigy, and we have legendary Rodney Milan, and these people, both of them have been in the scene for, and should they know, I guess, all of us on this phone since we were, you know. But what would be some of the questions, you know, that y'all would have for these two ladies that can inspire or enlighten other people, or some of the personal or boring questions that y'all may have for them, you know, these two? Y'all go ahead.
All right, well, first of all, I want to say I don't appreciate Rodney, putting me on. I did not want to be going like that. This is supposed to be for the ladies, so, you know. But I do want to say thank you from everybody that, you know, wished me a happy birthday and everything. I want to make a comment on the question that was asked as far as why the girls really don't participate. And I was listening to what Angel was saying, and that is a main factor on why they don't participate. But another thing is, it also is a double standard thing too, Angel. A lot of times if the girls are not, because I go through this with the women too. I always have a lot of women always saying the same thing to me, because, you know, we have a lot in my house, and they always like, why they don't cater to the women. It's a double standard thing. If no women or no film queens are really coming to support the balls because of the reason why y'all may not come, it's still the same way. We looking at it the same way. They don't want to have these categories because of the fact that y'all are not coming out. If the girls were to start to come out more and participate, then, yeah, the ballroom scene may be good. It may get hot, because if you remember back in the day, balls were all catered to the girls. We used to come to the balls to see the girls. It wasn't nothing about no between roast film and all them other categories. It was just to come to see the girls. That was the main thing. But that's when the girls were coming out, but they don't really come out no more, so that's why they don't really have that many categories for the female figures. You know, that's all I have. You know, I just wanted to make a comment on what Angel was saying, because she was right. But, again, it's still double standard. You know, if the girls don't come and support the balls, then the balls are not going to support the girls. So it goes either way. That's my opinion. Rodney?
Yeah, that is.
Okay, man. All right. I heard you.
Rodney? And then I'm going to be honest with y'all. It's like pulling like teeth out to try to get the girls to come. And Amina, she on here. You know, I'm going to get you later. But, you know. You can't even get the girls to come to a simple house meeting just to hear their opinion. So, you know, it's hard. It's hard with the girls. I'm telling you, it is.
Well, I mean, it's just like, but it is hard with the girls. But remember, like Angel did say earlier, and like you said, it's a double standard. It's a different way. There's a lot of different things going on. Would you say that they can be excused because of their period of time and what are y'all getting together now doesn't necessarily include them, other than the fact of them being there or giving the individual that is looking for life from them life? I mean, because the times has changed, and now you got a whole new different set of people that gather up in the room. And man, and Rodney, you must admit that the gathering in the room is not the same gathering in the room that we have had in years in the past. So things, we're saying the ballroom has changed. A lot of things have changed, even the way fem queens have been going into ladyhood. Even the way they decide to become into womanhood, you know, they get in, put a wig on 1 week, and next week they got bags, and the next week they got body, and then they sit in the room with Angel and they flucking their hair. You know, so a lot of stuff like that also bother the girls, and it makes them feel uncomfortable because they are supposed to be ladies, so they're not allowed to react to the ignorancy of the young child. But I would say that has a big, big part in why the ladies don't come and participate. Rodney, do you have any questions?
I was pretty much in agreement with man, and also, you know, to play devil's advocate, I mean, you do have the categories used to be like catered to the female figures for as like the money categories, which was like the premier categories at the ball. Mm-hmm. But now with all these other outlets that, I mean, not putting on blast like just like the Bush Queens too, but, you know, they have Arrows and they have all the other little outlets, media takeouts, all the other outlets that they can go and do their own thing and B women, and some of them don't be want to be involved in the ballroom scene because they know the butch queens will spook them or clock them or call them out on it or different stuff like that. So they want to have their own outlet and own venue, avenue of money making and still maintain their own lifestyle.
Oh.
But that's another meme.
Wait a minute. So you mean to say that you feel like them queens from back in the day read the ballroom scene to pay their bills?
No. I'm saying that, you know, that was one way, not using that as just the primary reason why they don't do it anymore. But some of them, you know, after a while.
If you remember, the ballroom scene used to be on hold, and the reason why it's so customary for it to be so long is because they were waiting for the girls to get off the show.
Okay.
Right.
That sounds good.
True. Who's on the switchboard today? Because how are we now? Wrestling Trey.
That was a really good.
Switchboard tonight is no other than the legendary one herself.
Oh, that's mother. Okay, yeah, okay. Well, yeah. Knowledge is sour. Okay. Yeah, but you know.
I caught it. But what else would you have to ask? And men don't go nowhere. And what else would you have to add to that question as far as the ladies and the way the ladies are becoming and the ladies are coming out? What questions would you ask?
And another thing is the ladies, just say I'll take performance per se. The ladies, you know, that gave us what we wanted to see every time we went out, they feel as though just from listening to, you know, conversations in the house, spades, games, and different stuff like that, that the new generation girls are more butch queen, voguing, and hard back, and, you know, flipping, and all that stuff, and it wasn't about that back then. It was very soft and pussy, and, you know, let's emote, and things of that nature, and not really what is given today for the female figure. I mean, you do have some, the younger girls, that really emulate some of the moves from the older girls, and the pussiness, and, you know what I'm saying, glamour, but you still have the ones now that really, you know, that they feel like, I don't want to compete against that because I'm not going to break my back, or I'm not going to, you know, be doing somersaults and be doing all that. So
but
I know that
logic,
is part
though?
Of it.
Is
yeah,
it
of
logic?
Course it is.
Okay, all right. Angel, Amina, and do y'all want to follow up with Rodney said? Y'all listen to him carefully, aren't y'all?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay. So is there anything that y'all ladies would like to add because they're on this line because y'all are here tonight? So is there anything that y'all would like to add?
Dad, please just, like, call me on my phone and cut me off.
Oh, my God.
I'm gonna be hold on, man. Don't cuss her out, man. This has been 6 months in the making. I've been working on getting her on the show, so do not cuss her out that bad, honey, okay?
Please, I needed them here tonight, man. So you know, be you know nice.
I think that, but please don't be upset. But no, I agree with both of them. Like, a lot of it is just. Like the new ones, they do, like, go in. Like, they really do. And I'm not doing no backflips and stuff. I wear heels and stuff to work. I can't, you know, I can't do it and stuff. My ankles, I can't do it. So more power to them. But, you know, I'm going to do what I know and throw some new stuff in there, and we're going to work with that.
Okay.
I can't flip around. I'm sorry, I can't flip around. Like, I understand that people want to get creative and they want to jump off the speaker and under the judge's panel and pour them a drink and pull their glasses up over the head and then go into the judge. I don't want to have to do all that. I don't understand why we have to do all that. So if they want to do that, that's fine. I think that's very creative and artful. That's great. But I'm not going to.
Okay. Well, we know, we heard that. I mean, and Angel, they're not doing that.
I'm not going to.
Angel, you jumping off the speaker. You taking it back.
Yeah, because, you know, we used to do that, too.
Yes,
I'm fine. All right.
I'm fighting. Yes, you're right.
You're right. Yeah, we'll come from under the damn pianos.
Yeah, but you know what? To me, you have to remember that most of the time when it comes down to feminine figures, as they progress and they get their more body work and they moan more, their vocal becomes softer by nature. Because you can't slam and bam all that surge on the ground, and after you mess it up one good time, that'll stop you from the next time, and you're transitioning to the time.
It sure will. And you would hate to mess up your silicone if you went and got bags and got silicone and you didn't use hormones for a whole year. That would be a tragic situation.
Hold on, y'all. We're gonna leave Rodney a man right there. We have a bunch of callers. Hold on. 443-500, you're live on the air. You're live on the air on Ladies Night.
Yes, that's Kelly.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Kelly.
Hello. Welcome to Ladies Night. What's going on?
Hi, guys. What's up?
Hi, pick up that voice. What's going on? We having fun. Pick it up.
I just want to know, when will there ever start being any positive role models in the ballroom scene that the younger girls can look up to? Because nowadays, it's out of control.
Are you directing that question towards anybody here on the panel?
I'm not directing the question. I just need it, you know.
You just want to know when
there will be, because now it's not. It's really not. You got a whole bunch of young little queens running around on the stroll, kicking behind the older ones. You just got it's not positive. That's why the ball is not getting its life like it should, because you know a lot of people are steering away from it because of the negativity.
Is somebody on here want to answer that? Amina, Angel?
I was gasping by that question because I don't really feel that the scene is negative per se, and the girls are falling behind anybody in particular, because you have a lot of these children that's in the scene that have a mind of their own, and they go to do what they want to do regardless, and you have a lot of parents that's guiding them in the right direction.
They really don't.
Have a mind of their own, because when you sit and you tell them things, because you have been in the scene for 15 years, and you tell them, don't do this or don't do that, or you got to just come out and blatantly tell them, well, baby, don't fuck with this person because they got the kitty cat mistake. You should have the time to be their parent, and you their parent, and you their parent, or you their role model, and you tell them, don't mess with that person. It's not good for you. They shouldn't mess with that person. You shouldn't have to come out and put that person's business out there for them to stop fucking with that person. These people just need to get a mind of their own and stop falling behind everybody else in the scene. And a lot of the girls need to start picking up moan shots and moaning and knowing what it is to be a woman before be trying to become a woman, because it's fucking hard.
And it costs a lot of damn money.
Yeah.
Because, bitch, if I could go back to 15 years ago, when I decided to become a woman, bitch, I would have stayed a motherfucking butch queen, because going to spend $50 every 2 weeks to get your nails and your feet done, $180 for some hair, and all this other shit that you got to do, bitch, I love the $10 motherfucking Caesar with a motherfucking nice table. I would have stayed back there if I knew the things I knew on
that. Why do a lot of film queens get silicone injected into their body?
Can I answer that?
Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm going to answer this two ways. The first way is that's level. Because there's a high demand for us to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
There's often a high demand for us to look a certain way every time we come into the balls. You know, there's always criticism. There's always, oh, she needs to get this done, she needs to get that done, this and the other. And if we don't hear it at the balls, we hear it later on, you know, on the shade board, or we hear it, on certain Mondays. You know what I mean? So they constantly go into this.
Hello? Angela, somebody's talking while she's talking quiet. Go ahead, Amina.
Yeah, so a lot of times it's just, you know, there's that need. There's a different level of income when it comes to, getting professional work. And I know there's an alternative, you know, to instead of getting free silicone injected in you. But I don't think it's as dangerous if people make it. It's best that people read up about certain things, and not the scare tactics of silicone, read the real stuff about medical grade silicone and the actual effects that it does to the body as it's being injected into your body over time. It's best that you fan it out. A lot of people shouldn't rush and get it done. That's probably where some of the complications come from. But if you fan it out over time, it does have its normal level of toxicity, but not exactly to the extreme as a lot of people have made it. A lot of white people with a whole lot of money made people think that we were injecting ourselves with shit that you make a roof with, and that is not the case. It is something totally different. The reason why these girls do this is because it's fast-acting. It makes the look that you need immediately, and it was with a minimum of fuss. You know, you just take the bandages off, soak in the tub, you do what you need to do, and you press on your way with your jeans.
Oh, it's a round of applause, switchboard. I like that.
But there are a few that do go overboard. And
I like
it,
that.
It doesn't look nice. There are a few that go overboard, but for some, it looks nice.
I understand, I understand they go overboard, but when they're constantly hearing throughout the scene, oh, girl, you look fierce, you ain't got no body, this and the other, that stuff fucks with them. It messes with them, and we have to understand where that comes from. Like, we, as the girls, we take that all in. We listen to what y'all say, as Rich Queen says. We listen to what y'all say, and we take that in, and we constantly look in our mirror, and we pull ourselves apart, and then there we are back on that table. For some of us. Some of
not
us know
me.
How to block all of that and do it.
Not
some,
me. You can say what
you know what I'm saying? For some of us. Some of us know how to walk away from that and go, you know what, that is them and this is me. Other people take that kind of stuff in, and then you start to see the after effects of your criticism.
Right, yes, I agree. It messes with a lot of people's self-esteem. I think it has messed with a lot of people in the past as far as the old generation and even the new generation. I agree. I think that messes with, and that's why people need to learn to know God for themselves and to know them.
Ooh.
For themselves, because if you know yourself and you know what it is that you can bring out or what you can give or whatever your talent is, nobody from me, Jermaine, Rodney, this one, no one would be making anybody or doing anything to you because you know yourself and you know what makes yourself happy. That's what we need to first learn. I think people that are going into transformations first need to learn themselves. They need to know more about their body. They need to know more about their sexuality. They need to know more about what is it that they would want to be with and where they want to go in the long run.
Okay. On that note, please hold on because this show ain't free and I got to pay some bills, so hold on.
Good evening. I am Wildred, your butler. And I'm here to inform you that the House of ABB presents to you Clearwall.
Yeah. All right.
Tonight, the House of ABB can take over New York. Doors open at 6 p.m. and the ball begins at 8 p.m. sharp. Please be on time because we will begin the ball without your presence. The date of the ball is Saturday, October 9th. Here are some cash prizes. Male figure best dressed, $500. Female figure best dress, $500. Legendary femme queen performance, $500. Legendary butch queen vogue femme, $250. Butch queen runway, $1,000. Femme queen fade, $1,000. Schoolboy realness, $250. Legend team battle, $1,000. And house with the most points, $1,000. Plus, there are many more intriguing categories and cash prizes. Reminder, you must have an ID stating that you're 18 years of age to enter the building. There's absolutely no glitter or spray paint allowed on premises. Tables are $250. The address to the bar, 504 West 43rd Street between 10th and 11th Avenue, New York, New York. Please see flyers that are circulating in DVD format for more details. Or check walkmewednesdays.com. And please remember, I do not to keep this place tidy.
Okay, we are quickly back from a commercial break, honey, and everybody is back on the line. And I want to let everybody out there know, honey, if you definitely want to get a commercial and you definitely want to get the Wednesday before your function, please hit up tinselchops@yahoo.com, and we will definitely make you a commercial and have it played on the air out during the night until your function comes in the Wednesday before your function. Will definitely not be ladies' night. It will definitely be that house night, and you can definitely come up here and take questions and everything about your function, honey. So hit up tinselchops@yahoo.com, or if you know my sister, Jasmine Couture, Ms. Rahi's phone number, call her directly. How you doing?
Well, we back here. We back here with all these ladies. The number is 347-215-6820. We have a half an hour left into the hour, and I suggest you people start pressing one or clear that switchboard because I want
to take
away. You
got four more callers. Hold on the call.
Okay.
760-705. You're live on the air on Ladies Night. Okay, they're gone. Okay. The next caller. Oh, wait, hold on. The next caller is 267-716. You're live on the air on Ladies Night.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello there.
Miss Nicole.
Oh, who is this?
This is Marky.
Oh,
wait a minute, Alpha. Listen, wait. Before I go any further, I want to give a shout out to my father, bitch. Happy birthday, you black bitch. Damn. Because only your daughter could do that, but, and that's me.
You are feeling it, bitch. What's going on, Marky? How are you?
I just came out the bar and had like three blue iced teas, girl. I'm walking around stuffed.
Okay, well, you know, you're calling into my interview with Amina Prodigy and Mother Angel Revlon.
What's up, sisters? Listen, I was walking around and I just got the phone number and I was sitting there listening to y'all talk show, and I really like this talk show. Y'all be talking about some positive stuff. You understand what I'm saying? Because a lot of people just don't know what they need to know. You know what I mean?
That's the purpose of the show, Marky. I'm trying to get the ladies to come out. Sometimes it's hard to interview them all, but we want to be, like men and Rodney said, you know, accepted, and we want to be back in the spotlight. We have to show face, and we have to come out, and we have to put the positive energy back out. So this is what the Ladies Night platform is here to do, bringing butch queens and dykes and, you know, any category or characteristics of a person on the line to involve them in this conversation and anything they want to know about femme queens and ladies today.
Angel, you're back.
Oh, well, I think I need to hang the
okay.
Fuck up thing because I'm a man.
I love you, Marky. Do you have any questions for anybody on the
phone? I don't got no questions, but all I just needed to I just wanted to say hi to everybody, and I wanted to give my father
hey.
A shout-out.
Okay. Well, that's Marky.
Yeah, I just wanted to tell y'all I appreciate y'all's show and I will be listening and I'm gonna hit y'all back and
Hello?
Okay.
Well, there's some
phone is that?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Whoever
well, Marky, I heard you and you be calling my phone. I love you. Do we have any more callers?
No, we don't have no more callers as of yet.
Oh, okay. So we still have Man and Rodney on the phone, right?
Yes, we do have your two special guests
yes,
on the line.
Okay, and we have, all right, man, how are you? Happy birthday again to you, brother. What's going on? I want to hear some of your, because you're
okay,
very
but hold on, because I got something to say.
Nicole,
okay.
This is ladies,
wait.
Like, we're just listening. Y'all go ahead and talk and interview the other ladies.
But I got something to say. I don't know who the fuck picked that video up. Of Angel and the girls doing their wellness team, but they need to take that shit down. Because my husband be on that shit. I be in his sleep, and I be hearing that motherfucking shit. That the whole thing I be saying, that shit, bitch, I know the words, bitch, like I was in the production.
Philadelphia, y'all came here and upset at New York, and I went
to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia,
y'all came to New York. I got to definitely give Angel and her team a big
Angel.
Shout out for that.
Angel, oh,
Philadelphia
my God.
Came to and shut it the
thank
fuck
you.
Up down. West Philadelphia.
Turned it. You
thank
had
you.
Your hair out. You know, Angel's always had completely long hair from all the time. Even when she cuts it or you think she's cutting it, she's always had long hair. You came out, and Angel, you did amid that battle with you and Extravaganza, Lorraine Extravaganza. Oh, when I say you were real and you were paying it, you looked amazing.
So
y'all brought that team together, and it was production.
Private caller, you're live on the air on Ladies Night, private caller.
Hello?
Hello.
Yes, you're live on the air, baby.
Hi, Amina. This is your daughter, Jaze. I have a question.
Hey.
I want to know, what performers do you think are underrated? This is for you and Angel.
Oh, yes, I like you already. Go ahead, Angel. Amina. Go.
Whose performances are underrated? Oh, and she was on the phone earlier. I'm going to say Feminine Destruction again because even though I think she's a heavy hitter here in Philadelphia, I don't think that she gets, like, the props all of the time that, like, she rightfully deserves from her home city. And, you know, so I really feel as though, like, you know, like she's one of the ones where, like, they don't really give her, you know, a lot because, like, the girl can vogue. Like, she's vogued with me, like, since she came out. So I actually know her, like, her real talent, and I think that they should let that out with her. Who else? Tia LaCroix, they don't really pump her, but she vogues down. She really, really do, and it's like they don't really pump her like that. Even though she walks other categories, I don't feel like they really pump her. You know what I'm saying? And they really should because she's been the one to battle like Shadira and all of them and win.
Mm-hmm. Right. Kudos to Shakira.
I mean, there's a few, but, you know, it's somebody else on the panel. So I'm going to let Angel name some.
Angel, go.
Well, I kind of agree, but to me, when it all boils down to it, I think that at the end of the day, the people who are the most underrated normally are the ones that actually come to the top.
Because,
you know, whenever, you know, it's kind of a motivation to make them hone in on their skills and become the favorite. There are a lot of people like, you know, Allura was someone who came on the scene, and people used to be really shocked by her dramatics originally. You know, but as time went on, they began to, you know, to love her.
Okay, I have another question. Who do you think in the scene now is being robbed for their status in a way? People say a lot of people are being robbed for their status because people are becoming legendary out the blue, and some people who have been out for a long time have not been called legendary.
Ooh, that's a toughie. Well, not like name-wise, but it's like just tough because, like, I think I might know what you're talking about, Jaze, but I just say in some cases, and I think y'all going to know what I'm talking about. In some cases, there needs to be, like, as you continue to come out through the years, there needs to be some sort of progression and progress in your coming out. You understand what I'm saying? So if the judges, if the scene does not see that, then they will constantly stay on that level. Is it, like, clear or do y'all understand what I'm saying?
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Angel, go ahead. Just what she was passing it on you, go ahead.
Okay. No, I really think that what has to happen is there needs to be a clear understanding as to what the criteria for being a legend is.
Right.
Mm. A legend doesn't necessarily mean that it's tenure. It doesn't mean that it's because you've been in the scene so long that now you're just dubbed a legend. No, you have to be in the scene so long and so consistently turning it that everyone knows your name. Everyone knows what you do. You become like a sort of a household name. That is who becomes legendary. And you can't rob somebody who has achieved that status because
but
you already are dubbed.
They have been doing that, though. They have been doing that.
But can I say something? And I say this constantly over and over again. It's like being a musician. Everybody is not going to go platinum. Some girls is going to stay at gold. They can be turning it and turning it and turning it, but they just not going to make it platinum.
Yeah, I mean, some things is good for some. It's all about what you put in to your craft. And with you, are you gold? I don't think, I kind of disagree a little bit because I don't think gold can turn platinum. It can. But
it
when
can.
You're making a gold album, you must learn to promote your craft and put something more to it. So more spicy because then you get more of a crowd. You get more of a fan base of people who are liking the different things that you are doing. So if you're gold and it doesn't seem to work with you, go back into your recording studio and remake this album.
album and the demand for it to be platinum, and it will go platinum. Because everybody, like Angel said, I totally agree. We say they are being underrated now, but who was last will be first, and who was first will be last. So everybody has their time to shine, and everybody's going to get their time to get their status and to get their legends. Everybody just needs to relax and be the Indians, because the Indian that been the Indian for 10 to 15 years know a lot more than the Indian that been the Indian for 5 years and he wants to be legend.
That's right.
Do we have, thank you for calling in. Do you have any more
thank
questions, Paula?
No, I don't have any more questions.
All right, thank you for calling in, and always continue to listen to Ladies Night every Wednesday, okay?
Okay.
Any more callers, Kelly?
No more callers right now.
Okay, well, now, my question to you, Angel and Amina, is what could you tell these girls, or what would you say these girls to who are, like they said, that they are not no role modeling? That we don't, that the caller who said, okay, but he said that they're with it, he feels that there's no role modeling. In a role modeling sense, what type of advice would you give to a fem queen or a young person who was trying to become a lady about the whole personal experience about becoming a woman and the whole ballroom experience about becoming a woman? So that's a long question, and you can answer that first, Miss Angel.
I don't agree with that, because I think I'm an excellent role model.
Okay.
You know,
so as being a role model, as being, well, we didn't agree with the caller, period, but I'm just saying from a role model standpoint, what type of advice would you give to the people, you know, the people who are looking to become ladies, the ladies that are in, you know, women clothing trying or waiting to become a lady? What type of advice can you give to them personally and ballroom-wise about how to make them be helped along?
I think the first thing needs to be that they need to eat a whole entire humble pie, because I think that they have this perception that they can do it too, so deeply embedded in them that they don't really value the journey because they haven't actually done it. So they need to really, really take a large, you know, bite of humble pie and actually listen to what their elders have to tell them. And they need to select their elders with a lot of care. They need to actually pay attention to them and actually be around them in their company and stuff like that, instead of just, oh, I live for her look, I'm going to be her child.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's like one of the first things, because you have to actually be open to.
And after that, what would you say to the young femme queens and the ones that are trying to get in drags and stuff that are looking to come into the ballroom community from all the experiences you have had?
They need to have a tough skin. They need to have a tough skin, and they need to stay true to who they are.
Mm.
You know what I mean? So if you are at that moment in time, you know, feeling like you're a schoolgirl and that's your look, don't let anybody sway you from that. Stay that way. You know, and definitely moan, and more moan.
Okay. Kudos. I love that answer.
Yes,
I mean,
moan.
Amina, you start with the personal outlook of them becoming women and stuff. I'm sure you heard the question, so you can start now.
Yeah. Thank you, Angel, for that, by the way. Gotta love those moans. Moans are nice. Moans are our friends. They are friends. We love moans. But I guess I look at myself as a role model, because I try to, you know, explain to everybody, that, especially like those who are looking to transition, you're going to be a woman for a very long time. You know, be good to yourself and to your transition and to your journey, so that it means a lot more than, you know, than like everything that you have to do physically to become a woman. There's like a spiritual transition as well as a mental one. So you have to be ready for all of it. And then, you know, to get into the scene, you have to have a real serious spiritual guard and be able to take in everything that's being thrown at you and still be able to progress and transition, be it long or short, whatever it's time, take the time that God has given you to make it right. My mom told me whatever I was going to do in life, do it with dignity or respect. So when she found out I was doing this, she definitely wanted me to live up, you know, to a standard of womanhood that she could respect. And I have to live by that. I got to live by that, though.
Okay, and I'm gonna throw it off to back to the sideways. What would be your advice for them to them coming in the ballroom scene or coming into new houses or, you know, joining the ballroom community?
Know yourself, like know what it is that you want to do, and like just, you know, take in good advice, and every constructive criticism is necessary. But just, like, stay true to yourself. Like, just like yourself. Like, don't sway from what you know works for you.
Mm-hmm. Hold on. 347-577, you're live on the air on Ladies Night.
Hello?
Yes, you're live on the air.
What's good, Nicole? What's good, Kelly? What's good, Angie?
Hey.
Good, Amina?
How
you doing?
Good.
Miss Ballroom Throwbacks, y'all know who it is.
Oh, hey. Hey, how are you? Rodney and Man, are y'all still there too?
Yes, we are.
Oh, okay.
Are y'all there?
Man, the man is low riding. He's trying on his birthday.
Yeah, once I put Man on the phone, I knew I had to call it.
Yeah.
Amina, Angel, I got to ask you all a question. What do you guys feel happened to the Philly ballroom scene, and what do you think that you girls can do to, like, to bring it back to where it was at?
How Ernie and happen.
Oh, shit.
Oh, my God.
No. What do you ladies feel? You know what, man?
You know what I feel as though happened to the Philadelphia ballroom scene? I feel as though the Philadelphia ballroom scene swags too much with out-of-towners. That's one of the few cities that I know that doesn't love their own like they should. You could go to any other, like, city, and they will love their girls, and you would have to really work really hard to beat over one of their girls. You could just come to Philly and be the queen. I don't like that. You know what I mean? And it deters people from really wanting to come out.
Okay, Mina, what do you feel?
I agree. Like, when I go to New York, and I say this all the time, like, I'm always, like, well received. Like, y'all show me love every time. Even if I'm just there just to be there, like, y'all show me love every time. And then in Philly, it just seems like it's not always, you know, the case. And it hasn't been like that lately. I've been, like, winning or turning it more out of town than I have been in my own town. I can't remember the last time I've walked in my own city.
Mm. So what do y'all feel could bring it back to how it was back in the day? Because y'all remember how it was back in the day in Philly.
Mm.
And don't say get over Ernie and out.
No. No, I think that they really have to love the femme queens. I mean, Ernie is somebody who never really catered to the female figure, you know, because I can only really speak from a female figure standpoint. And, you know, he would always, you know, it'd be like eight of us about the Vogue, honey. He would have us all form at one time trying to get it over with.
That answer is...
Oh, God.
True.
Father Throwback, what else would you ask these ladies that that consist of the ballroom or their person? Like, yeah,
I pretty much know everything about them already.
Okay, well, you also know. Oh, what's going on? Somebody's computer. Move it. Well, you also know the next panel I want to get is the Father Throwback daughters, and those daughters will be consisting of you-know-who. So why don't you help me and get me all three of them daughters, including Mika, okay?
Which three of these?
Your daughters, your three. Your three. We have Mika, and I don't need to say any more. You know your three, so you need to help me get them up on this panel for next Wednesday, Father Throwback.
Father Throwback. All right. We'll see. Man, you hear this? Let's start with Mercedes first. Let's start with her first.
Okay. Well, those are all three of them. You know, one of them are not here. God bless her soul. Thank you for the shout. I love the shout out to Mr. Laura. Laura turns it. That's my sister. I love how she came through performance and how she became into her womanhood, which also took a process.
Yeah, and the Lord's birthday is next week, too. So that's going to be, you know. She would have turned 30 next week.
Oh, darling. Okay.
Okay, my phone is dying, so I really have to go.
Well, it's eight. You only have 8 minutes left. Angel, thank you so much for coming up on this show and giving your input and your enlightenment and your wisdom. I will be hitting you up. Thank you for joining me. And okay. You can say your goodbyes, and everybody can say bye to Angel.
Bye, everybody. Angel, happy birthday, man.
See you later, Angel.
Bye, baby. Love you.
Okay. Okay, hold on to call. You have another caller.
Okay.
973-687. You're live on the air on Ladies Night.
Hello again. I actually have a little piggyback off of what was just said about like the Phillies. Like somebody asked what was going on with the Philadelphia ballroom thing, and somebody said I've heard. I don't really know too much of what Alvernia does.
Hold on, Lollipop. If you buy the computer or anybody that's by a computer, you need to get away from the phone.
Oh, I'm not even on the computer. But I don't know too much of what is going on with Alvernia, but what I will say is where Philly lacks, you know, it seems like they lack certain things. As far as when you have talent in Philly, it seems like it's not groomed well at all. And that part, I would say, I guess, would be on the parents of the Philadelphia ballroom community, because they definitely have talent in Philadelphia. It's just not groomed correctly from my standpoint, from what I see. And I think it's some really spectacular performers who come out of Philadelphia who don't get the recognition they deserve because they're not put up front like they should be.
That answer is...
I'm sorry, Lottie Pop. We're going to put you back on hold because we're going to ask that question. But I wanted to tell you that you started off Philadelphia has been groomed right. It is not what about Philadelphia. It's grooming and has anything to do of their upcoming because they came.
Hold on, Nicole. Lottie Pop, I am so sorry. Because, you know, me and Mad, we go through our problems and everything, but I think Mad groomed his children down. So I'm just sitting here, and I'm playing with the special effects. You know, tonight's my first night where I'm going to do it. My sister Jasmine couldn't do it. So I'm just sitting here, I'm just playing with all the special effects and everything, but I am so sorry, Lottie. But I have to disagree with you because Mad groomed his children down. I love him down. But I'm just playing with the board. Sorry, Lottie.
Okay, well, I totally disagree with that little statement. Everything about them being groomed. I think things have changed, and like the reason of Alvernia's name being mentioned because he has been a part of the change and a part of the whole thing. And I think any city and all you cities have to have leading ladies in order to have a productive and a successful fair. I think it's unfair to just not acknowledge the ladies that have made Philadelphia what it has been. You know, it's not fair. But we only have like 4 minutes left to the show, and that was an over question, and Amina answered it and Angel answered it. But because the icon himself is on the phone, I want him to answer for me and ending out my show. What is, being that you've been in Philly, since you are Philly, so what do you think in a nice manner, man? I know what you think the problem may be, but what could you think that we can do as a whole or people in Philadelphia can do together to bring back Philly the way it used to be, the way we used to have fun? And everything is not going to go back the way it used to be because times have changed, but what could we do to bring the spunk back, the whole...
Open back the Nile.
That's it
right there.
Okay. Well, in the event that that's not possible, what could we do? Okay? Because we are in a recession, so in the event that that's not possible, what could y'all do there in Philadelphia that will bring a shining light over the city like it's used to have?
Hold on, man, because somebody just hit me on Yahoo, and they said before man answer that question, they need to get rid of Alvernia. That's what they said.
True. No. Oh, got it. Well, I'm not going to say that, and man, are you going to give me what I want before I end my show?
I don't want to waste up the rest of the show time, you know, because it is ladies' night, you know, and I'm still feeling some kind of way that Rodney kind of called us in on ladies' night. So it's going to give other people chances to try to attack us and read and stuff, but no.
And then they already know.
Okay. All right, so my question to what safety tips can you give to the young ladies that's out here today in the ending of the show? What are the safety advice tips that you can give to them? Overall, I do mean working, I do mean anything, I mean trade, I mean what will be some of the safety tips that you can give to the ladies of the scene today?
Oh, a couple things. Like this life is longevity. Like, I understand, like, we've heard some stories, you know, about people, like, kind of, like, living young and dying young, but this is longevity and wants to be a woman, you know, for a long time, you know, grow old as a woman and understand what that means. So if sex work is your thing and it's another and you have to survive, then just do it and be safe and just please take care of yourself. We're losing too many of them. You know, to the virus, to violence, to everything, just to be safe. All they playing cunt stuff is 80s. For the 10 boys that ain't with it because you got, you know, what's going on in the ha-ha, there's 20 of them that's going for it. So just understand that people need to respect you for you, and there's no reason for you to be or play somebody else, you know, to just try to get love or some sort of affection. It's not worth it. Love God, put him first, because he'll definitely put you first and put you in his corner. And, you know, that's about it. Stay in school. Get your education. Education and Jesus equals success.
Okay. Well, I thank you so much for taking out your 2 hours to come on the show and to give some wisdom and advice to these girls that are out there because it is very well needed. I love you dearly. Thank you for coming on the show.
Too.
I will be getting back to you, and you will be coming back on our recap show because that time will come. But as of now, we're just going to run with these ladies and try to get it popping. Everybody for listening to the show.
Let me close it out. Before you go, I'm the legendary Aurora East Coast mother. Whatever you do, practice safe sex and definitely wrap it up. I know Rodney will be in Chicago this weekend. I will not be in Chicago this weekend, but I'm going to get all the tea and all the madness. So be here Monday night. Nicole.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And Rodney, man, you guys can say goodbye before I close it up.
All right. I would like to say happy birthday again to my bestie, my best friend, Man Prodigy.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, Patty.
Okay, well, this is the Nicole Ladies Night Show, and we have it here every Wednesday. And if you're looking for some wisdom and you're looking for how to product yourself as a lady and how to grow into womanhood, then you call this show every Wednesday, 347-215-6820. Next week, I will have another three-girl panel, and it will be on and popping. If you're out there and you're prostituting or you're making your money, use condoms, think wisely.
That's right.
Always go on your first instinct. Your first instinct is God and God only. Don't be hungry.
Right.
Do what you need to do. Be safe, be blessed, and take your hormones, and God bless you all. See you back here next Wednesday. I love you, Amina. Take it
I
away.
Love you, too. Okay. Love your moms. Love those moms. Bye, y'all.
Love your mothers.
My name is Amina.
Brother.
Yeah.
I'm trying to end this shit.
You clicked it off? Did you click it off?
I can be a freak.
What did they go to the box
set? Okay.
Like to hear me speak. Let me see those handcuffs off. Let me see those. every week.
However you want it.
Wizzy.